What do you call this?
This is The Vibe.
You've got The Vibe.
My favorite podcast.
It's the WCLT Vibe Podcast.
I'm Kelsey, and this weekend across the nation, people will be taking part in wreaths across America. Joining us is Brenda Rang from Thornville AmVets Post 51. Brenda, can you share what Wreaths Across America is for those who may not know and how you guys are participating this weekend?
Wreaths Across America honors fallen veterans for their service in the military. At noon on December 13th, we are honoring our fallen soldiers with the same ceremony as Arlington National Cemetery. There are thousands of cemeteries doing the same ceremony across the nation as we will be doing, and we will be honoring thousands of soldiers across the nation, even across the world. We do it every year. I started last year, got involved in it as soon as I joined the AmVets. It's AmVets riders that are doing it. We in the AmVets paid for it with the AmVets money last year. This year, I went out to the community and collected funds through sponsorship, which was amazing how many people gave their money to pay for the wreath. We are laying 324 wreaths in the Lutheran Reformed Cemetery in Thornville, Ohio. There's approximately 290 graves in the Lutheran Cemetery. And there's a small little cemetery behind Thornville Township building that has about 18 graves in it because it's a very small old cemetery. And we also are honoring the fallen soldiers in that cemetery. This is our second year in Thornville, and we will be doing it again next year. On December 13th at 9 a.m., we are holding a pancake breakfast to raise funds for next year's Wreaths Across America. We're inviting the public to attend. 50% of the funds will be going to next year's Wreaths Across America. 50% of the funds will be going to veteran boxes for the local nursing homes for the holiday season.
Would you say that the deadline has passed for this year's Wreaths Across America ceremony? And if so, tell us a little bit more about where the breakfast will be taking place for those who want to support next year's event.
The breakfast is at the AmVets Post in Thornville, Ohio. The deadline for donating for this year is passed because I had to have the orders in on November 6th. However, you can always donate because it goes to next year's Wreaths Across America for the Thornville Post. We'll always accept your funds. We'll never say no because we always will be collecting for next year or to meet our next year's goal because we will be doing this simultaneously year after year since we've picked it up. It's such a worthwhile cause. People have already asked to join us for next year to extend and add two more cemeteries to our Wreaths Across America so that we can have it bigger next year. We've already got American Legion asking to join us next year so that we can have a bigger program. We're already extending our program. And so anybody that wants to do this, that wants to sponsor a Wreaths Across America for a local cemetery, it's so easy. All they have to do is go onto Wreaths Across America website, pick out that cemetery, and go onto Wreaths Across America and tell them what they want to do. Make sure that cemetery will allow you to join Wreaths Across America. I've never had a cemetery say no. They give you the number of graves that's in the cemetery that have the veteran graves in it. Veteran graves are very easy to find because they're usually marked with flags from Labor Day. The caretaker at our cemetery leaves the flags on for us to go through and find the grave. We go in January to remove the wreaths so they're not fodder in the graveyard. We have volunteers that come in after the holiday and go remove the wreaths because we don't want them flying around through the winter. And I've been going to schools. I go through I've been going to the businesses and telling everybody what it's about. Last year, the mayor was there and the fire department. And hopefully this year it's bigger and we can get more people to come. Everybody is welcome. Everybody's welcome to come and lay wreaths on the veteran grave. They're welcome to come and just hear the ceremony if they don't want to be involved in laying wreaths. Everybody's welcome. They're welcome to the pancake breakfast. They're welcome to come and help lay the wreaths. They're welcome to come and help clean up when we go pick up the wreaths. We'll all be posted on AmVets Post 51 website. They can all see the information. It will all be posted there.
All right. Awesome. Is there anything else you want to add about Wreaths Across America or what it means to you to be a part of this event with AmVets?
Last year, I was very scared about doing it because I had a 1-month deadline to get it done. And we just thought last year I was just going to do some research to see what it was. And I actually got it done. And it was such an amazing, heartwarming thing. And I said, I want to keep this. I want to do this because it meant so much to me. And I wasn't able to be at the event last year. And so my husband took it over for me. And so this year I changed my plans so that I can be there. And this year it falls on my birthday. So I get to be at the event. The wreaths were delivered on Tuesday this year. I wasn't able to be there when they put the wreath in the shipping truck because I can't lift them right now. But I'm able to be at the event and actually go and see it this year, which will be amazing to me because it means everything to me. So many people touched my heart with stories about their grandparents are in that cemetery or their dad or their uncle, or they have somebody they know or somebody touched them and that's why they joined the military. My family is a military family. And so for a fallen soldier to be in that cemetery, you say their name and you lay a wreath on their gravesite and you remember them for that moment. It brings them to life again for that moment. And so I will do it as long as I can.
You've got the vibe. Listen for New Vibe, available wherever you download podcasts.